This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Ladies and gentlemen, can I please have your attention? And I need all of you to stop what you're doing.
Robert Scott Bell Show.
A lot of people have said there are people now dying of the swine flu who are in good health. By whose standards? Hospitals serve Jell-O.
Robert Scott Bell.
Food advertising. You know the people. Fresh, natural, hearty, old-fashioned, homemade goodness in a can.
Robert Scott Bell.
Dr. Agus argues that the fountain of youth is attainable if everyone were to take statin drugs.
Excuse me?
It sounds completely, completely insane.
Taking on bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom and making sense out of medical propaganda. The voice of health, freedom, and liberty, Robert Scott Bell.
All right, here we go. It's the September 11th edition of the Robert Scott Bell Show on our syndicator, GCN. Of course, robertscottbell.com for all the show notes. If you haven't been plugged into the newsletter, just text RSB to 22828. And he'll be in. Super Don's working hard on that, getting great information out every day. And we've got poll questions you want to participate in and everything. This hour, we'll acknowledge it's 9/11, 21 years after those fateful events when worlds collided, so to speak. And the more you look back at it, the more ludicrous it seems that airplanes did it and that caused buildings to free fall and pancake on themselves. Although this is not the subject today that I'm intending to talk about. My guest joining me in just a moment, Morley Robbins, could probably find a way to weave our discussion there as well, because he's so well-versed in so many things. I thoroughly enjoy every time we get together. Morley Robbins, of course, the author of the book I've been promoting about copper. Everybody should be reading about it, learning about it, what we do here. It's been a great adjunct to all of the other healing modalities, protocols, therapies that we've been discussing for now. This is my 23rd year in broadcast healing. And if you want to keep many metabolic functions functioning, you better dang well have enough copper in your system. And we'll cover a lot of the misconceptions as well as, metabolic anomalies. And I say anomaly and probably not in the right definition of the word anomaly, but things that most people don't know that Morley happens to know. And he'll tell you about it just to annoy you. No, I'm just kidding. Morley is just, he digs deep on this stuff, and I actually enjoy it every time he brings something new out. So, Morley Robbins, welcome back to the Robert Scott Bell Show.
It's a pleasure to be here, Robert. So you must have started this whole journey when you were about 13, is that right?
Yes. Yeah, it was bar mitzvah time. Immediately from the bar mitzvah, I started my radio show. No, it was much later, of course, 1999. But, Morley, I know you're on the road heading to different conferences, and you'll be joining me and many of our friends in a reunion at the Health Freedom Expo, Tinley Park Convention Center outside of Chicago, October 15th and 16th, and I'm looking forward to that reunion. We always have a great time together. So, everybody, if you haven't made plans for that, Morley's another reason to go.
Absolutely. No, there's always good meetings. I really appreciate the fact that they brought those back online, because those were really important events to get everyone together to kind of trade notes and begin to push back the tide of insanity.
Yeah, exactly. And so coming together is an important part of our life on this planet. And I think it's an important thing to consider that, you know, we've lived through a couple of years of semi to real lockdowns, depending on where you're listening from. And it is really designed to keep us apart. Why is that important? Because when we come together and discuss things and engage intellectually or just experience human-to-human contact, there are a lot of things that we cannot be deceived about, including fear of certain germs or viruses, when we could be talking about, lecturing, and educating each other about the reality of the immune system, how it functions, and what substances can neutralize things, even if they are created artificially by man and not a natural phenomenon, like, you know, in the case of what happened in COVID. So getting together is important, and I would ask that you really, whether you pray or contemplate or meditate on coming to one or all of these events, you will be transformed in a positive way. You will make friendships, and you'll find family members you didn't know you have in the family of humanity. So, again, I appreciate your encouraging words to help people to come out to that event and others, Morley.
Looking very much looking forward to it. You know, it's interesting you bring up the fear factor. But again, I think we're still burning off that emotion worldwide. But what's important for the listeners to understand is that when we go into a state of fear, and again, I spell it a little differently. I put a hyphen between the E and the A. Mm-hmm. That way we see the symbol for iron, you know, F-E hyphen A-R. And what people need to understand is that when we're in that state of fear, there's two very powerful hormones that get released. There's adrenaline and cortisol. And everybody, I'm sure most of the listeners know that. Well, I was recently encouraged to read a book by a Michael Platt, MD, called Adrenaline Dominance. It's a wonderful book. It's a very, just a short paperback that people can burn through in a weekend. But I think it would be really important for people to do that so they understand the quiet factor that's been playing in a lot of their chronic disease. And so, again, when we're in a state of fear, like most people were or still are worldwide, it's pumping out these stress hormones big time. The part that a lot of people may not know is that when adrenaline gets released, there's a companion hormone that's supposed to be released, and it's called noradrenaline. What does the nor mean? It means no R group. Well, what's the R group? That's called a methyl group. Carbon and three hydrogen, and it's actually the methyl group that makes adrenaline so powerful. And what the reason why I'm bringing all this up is that when we're in a state of fear, the body is supposed to be able to naturally make both adrenaline and noradrenaline because they're a frickin' track responding to stress. What's adrenaline's job? Adrenaline's job is to increase oxygen consumption so that we can create energy and either fight the bear or run away from the bear. That's what adrenaline is all about. It's pumping oxygen into the cells, into the mitochondria, to make sure it gets burned and turned into energy. Well, where's noradrenaline in this process? It's making sure that antioxidant enzymes, particularly catalase and glutathione peroxidase, are present to neutralize the increased exhaust that comes from making more energy. So again, we have this beautiful design by Mother Nature. You know, we've got adrenaline, noradrenaline. And then I'm reading this book by Dr. Platt, very well written, very easy to follow. And I'm thinking, well, he's not really talking about noradrenaline very much. So I tracked down a really important article by Dr. Hesketh, H-E-S-K-E-T-H, from 1981. And lo and behold, what he did was he denied animals copper and wanted to see how they responded to stress. And what happened was they produced lots and lots of adrenaline and no noradrenaline. Apparently, the body can make adrenaline without copper, which I didn't know, which is important to know, but it can't make the noradrenaline. So what's the adrenaline doing? Keeping us in this state of fear, frenzied state, but no way to turn off the oxidative stress. And I think that's where the world has been for the last couple of years, because I've renamed COVID. I don't know that we've talked about that. It's been a little while since we've chatted. But the COV stands for Copper's Vanished, and the ID stands for Iron's Dysregulated. And what's important for the listeners to understand is that when your copper gets challenged or compromised, iron's going to go crazy in the body.
Yeah.
That's probably the most important thing for people to walk away from our conversation with is, wow, this copper iron thing is really important, and I got to get on top of that.
Yeah, and Morley, of course, acknowledging the many physicians who have prescribed zinc and vitamin C over the course of the COVID crisis have greatly depleted already low copper stores in most people because, one, people are not eating copper-rich foods. Two, the foods that are copper-rich are not copper-rich like they once were. And, of course, in the absence of copper, you mentioned, among many things, iron gets dysregulated. It's not utilizable appropriately, and that inappropriate presence of iron in the absence of copper can create problems where iron is definitely an essential mineral, but becomes a dangerous inflammatory mineral in the absence of copper.
Yeah, it's a Jekyll Hyde phenomenon, mm-hmm. as we've discussed before.
And so
there's multiple facets to iron, and there's facets to copper, but not much discussion takes place about the dark side of iron. And I think it's important that we have that kind of awareness.
Oh, I love that we get to talk about it with you. And I will say that since I've been lecturing on copper, when I come to the anemia scenario, and I'm talking to doctors about it, I'm saying 99.9%, and that might be low, of all anemia diagnoses are wrongfully determined to be a lack of iron, when in fact they are a lack of bioavailable copper in the body. And I sort of think, I feel like some of these docs want to say something, but they realize they can't because you're right about that. And we're right about that. And they go, they kind of acknowledge that they missed that you cannot utilize iron in the absence of copper, and we have completely depleted it. So add to that in terms of, am I understating it or overstating it?
No, I think you're accurately stating it. And I think what's important about the last couple of years is we've learned that there's more to the story. Mm-hmm. We've learned that there's information that maybe we didn't know about. And I think that this dynamic around anemia, the perception that anemia always means iron deficiency, that's a misperception. And there's a huge difference between iron deficiency and iron dysregulation. And iron dysregulation is a byproduct of missing copper, missing bioavailable copper. And that's one of the most important things for people to appreciate, is how interconnected they are metabolically. And if there's not a lot of awareness or mm-hmm. training in that, but we're doing our part to begin
yes.
to break down those differences.
Well, and Morley, you're doing a bang up job ever since you finally got that released a year plus ago or so. Your book on copper, Cure Your Fatigue. We have that linked up in the show notes, of course, at robertscottbell.com. More discussions about copper and metabolism, but other things, with Morley Robbins here on the Robert Scott Bell Show after this.
This is an urgent warning. America is heading for another major financial disaster at an alarming rate. We could see stock prices fall as much as 50%, but this time the crash could be more violent and come faster than you ever imagined. We are Advantage Gold, America's most trusted precious metals company, and we are here to sound the alarm that winter is coming for investors. And now is the time to take actions that may help protect and secure your portfolio with physical precious metals. Want to help protect your hard-earned money before it's too late? Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000 and request our free gold and silver survival kit today. Mention that you heard us on the radio and learn how you could get up to $1,000 in free silver coins. The number is 800-900-8000. Call now to get your free survival kit and see if you qualify for $1,000 in free silver today.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Check with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Have you heard the warning from the dead doctors don't lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
7 million children suffer from asthma, more than any other chronic disease. Most asthma attacks are caused by allergic reactions to allergens, including those left behind by cockroaches and mice. In fact, 82% of U.S. households contain mouse allergens, and cockroaches are found in up to 98% of urban homes. How can you protect your family? Find out at PestWorld.org. A message from the National Pest Management Association and the American College of Allergy, Asthma, and Immunology.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Links are up in the show notes at robertscottbell.com, including links to my friend Morley Robbins and his book, Cure Your Fatigue. I highly recommend it, and it is something that will be a classroom in session. Every page, you will learn something new if you haven't already studied this. And many people, even if you think you have, you miss some of the stuff Morley's bringing out. And we'll get into some more of those things in this hour together. And as we, learn about the vital importance of copper, it's not that, when we get onto one mineral, Morley, and I know, we're not talking, it's only copper, everything's copper. It's not about that. But when you have an abject deficiency, or when you've overlooked a significant mineral to such a degree that we've discussed, that we've seen and we've learned about, that to spend the time we do on it, it's not even enough time. I'll just say it that way. Perspective is in order.
No, and I appreciate that. Yeah, it's a big playing field, but we need to put the spotlight on the least known missing factor, and I think that's what these conversations do.
So before we go into some of the things I know you've got on your mind to go into deep level egghead scientific research areas, which, again, we do that too, the forms of copper commonly used in dietary supplements, most of them are, I don't know if they're amino acid chelates or synthetic forms. They're bought in the man's attempt to try and mimic nature, and he never does so well. And so it's not as viable. But in terms of the body's utilization of copper, what forms do you find be most beneficial?
Well, it's important for people to know that there's two states of copper. I think a lot of people might know that, but there's plus two and plus one. And the plus two is found in the extracellular environment, outside the cell, and the plus one is found inside the cell. So the whole dynamic is making sure we can get the plus two to get, it's called reduced, it's a chemical transaction, it's changing the electron state, but turning it from plus two into plus one so it can get in the cell. It gets into a transport protein called CTR1. So a lot of the supplements out there are in a plus two state. You've got copper sulfate. You've got, what are some others? Copper gluconate is a very popular one. There's a new one on the scene that is called copper bisglycinate. And this is one that's being made by Albion Minerals. And it's very unique in its ability because the glycinates take the charge away. And so the copper is copper zero. And it goes right in the cell. It's a very new form. It's got a lot of promise. Folks should be very aware of that. The controversy comes around the idea that the body has lost the natural ability to turn plus two into plus one, which is, it's just not true. I mean, there are what are called reductase enzymes.
Borley, I'm so glad you mentioned this reductase. You know, that there are metabolic pathways that exist even today to take copper in the various forms, like we talk about copper 2 to convert to copper 1 for utilization for intracellular benefit. I don't know why people can't figure that out. That seems to be pretty basic, but they often miss the basics.
Yeah, they really do. And it's so central to the cell's functioning. And I think there's a lot of fear porn about, oh, well, you can't get good copper. It's like, well, let's think about that. And in fact, the food-based forms are probably the more natural forms. I'm absolutely in agreement with that. But you just have to be a little more understanding about the double redundancy of our body. It knows how to deal with these metals because they've been on the planet for a long, long time.
Yeah, certainly, though, we acknowledge the absence of other minerals can compromise metabolic pathways or the production of enzymes. We know that when we talk about the cuproenzymes, my gosh, how many things are dependent on copper for functionality. But, you know, there are other minerals that are complementary in the production of other enzymes to utilize these minerals fully. Now, as I mentioned before, there's a lot of deficiencies out there, some doctor-induced, toxin-induced, etc., as well as just the chemical farming practices have reduced it in the soil, which means any plants grown on the soil will have less copper. Any animals that eat those plants will have less copper. So we've got to address the deficiency. We'll talk more about ways to do that, the reasons to do it, and more deep dives into the science with Morley Robbins, author of the book on copper we love and want you to read, Cure Your Fatigue. It's linked up in the show notes at robertscottbell.com. We'll be right back.
Listening to the Robert Scott Bell Show. What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
USA News Update. Pope Francis is repeating his call for a ceasefire between Israel and Hamas. In his Angelus prayer at the Vatican today, the Pope also called for Hamas to release Israelis that it's holding as hostages, and he called on the world to continue providing aid to the besieged Palestinian enclave of Gaza. Matthew Perry, who starred as Chandler Bing on the hit TV series Friends, has died. Police sources said that the actor was found dead in a jacuzzi at his home in the Pacific Palisades area of Los Angeles on Saturday. According to TMZ, emergency personnel first responded to a call reporting a cardiac arrest. arrest at the house. No drugs were found on the scene and no foul play is suspected. Matthew Perry was just 54 years old. And SpaceX has launched 22 Starlink satellites into orbit. The successful liftoff from Vandenberg Space Force Base in California happened at 5 a.m. Eastern Time. It was the first of two Sunday launches for SpaceX. They plan to launch another 23 Starlink satellites on a Falcon 9 rocket tonight at 7:45 from Cape Canaveral. Skip Kelly, USA News.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track. Not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay heating pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
On bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom. Here's Robert.
You know, since we've learned about the copper deficiency issue, the significance of it, morally, of course, I've done a more concerted effort to supplement foods or eat foods that have higher amounts of copper in them. And though many people do not eat liver from, you know, grass-fed animals much anymore, you still can get like desiccated forms of that that are dried and put in capsules that you can eat. So, you know, if you're offended by biting into a liver, you have options. Also, we've been utilizing the Sovereign Copper, which is a fascinating technological leap of the copper one, copper two balance stabilization within water. So that's another means by which we can get micrograms. It's not grams of the stuff. But then again, Morley, I talked to this other guy, this young guy author who wrote a book on copper, and he's taking grams and grams of copper to the point where, you know, you think people are freaking out if you hit the RDI. This guy's going bonkers, and I don't say that negatively because he's apparently not having any negative consequences of doing so. But we were joking about, hey, what do you think of Morley? He said, yeah, the old guy, Morley. I'm like, hey, that's my buddy, Morley. Who are you calling old? Anyway,
Right. Well, he's about 10 years younger than I am. He's not exactly a teenager.
A spring chicken, but, right.
Yeah. Right. No, but the thing is, you know, one of the reasons why I came out with my own copper product called Recuperate was I knew that people were focusing on the desiccated beef liver.
Yeah.
But we don't know whether the copper's actually in the soil, do we?
No, that is an issue. You're right.
Yeah. So I made sure that there was this copper bisglycinate in the capsule, and that way people are going to get both the food and the copper that they're looking for. So the challenge is, you're right, the foods are out there. Not everybody likes to eat them. But the other thing is, not everyone knows whether the food they're eating, whether it's a cashew, pistachio nut, oyster, you know, a beef liver, whatever it might be, we don't know what the true mineral content is. We know what the nutrient table tells us it is, but that isn't exactly an accurate expression of what's going on in that particular food. So people just need to know that they've got to update their options for getting this mineral in their body. And
yes.
I think the copper hydrazole, I think, is stellar. It's a great, great product.
Yeah, we're not getting grams of it in, but, you know, we're trying to be efficient with what we can utilize. And I've seen, you know, like we've talked about in your book, you talk about ATP production at the mitochondrial level with the combination of copper and magnesium. And more people than not are getting on the copper and going, dude, I got my energy. Where did this come from? Like they're getting plugged into a battery again.
Exactly. No, it's just people don't realize how many mitochondria they have in their body, 40 quadrillion. They don't realize that every mitochondria is supposed to have 50,000 atoms of copper. That's a lot of copper in the body that's supposed to be there. And when you're dealing with chronic fatigue or any chronic condition, I can guarantee you energy production is not at its peak because copper's missing. It's MIA.
Yeah.
Got to replace it.
Yeah, exactly. So, again, the common sense, I call what we're doing as common sense, although it's uncommon, obviously, out there. But maybe we're making an impact. I think you are making an impact and helping people to consider these things that have been overlooked or been outright missing. And, you know, the mineral copper is missing in so many foods, and even the good foods with it has less of it. That's, I don't think you can argue that. We just got to acknowledge it and say, hey, what strategically can we do to get beyond it? Now, just briefly, and I don't mean to go into controversial territory, but another guy that I interviewed, I guess he's a nice man, but he's taking so much copper relative to what I've heard in terms of normal intake, but apparently at this point not suffering any ill consequences that we're aware of or he's aware of. You know, how much do we really need? We know that the RDI is set very low, the 900 micrograms daily for the average adult, a little more if you're pregnant or nursing. And, you know, I just ask that, not that you have a definitive answer, because everybody's needs are different based on activity levels. But in general, can't we take a lot more copper than even the RDI says we need?
Oh, absolutely. You go back in the 1920s and 30s, it was very common for people to be getting 4 to 6 milligrams of copper a day in their diet. That was not at all unusual. And when someone was sick back then, they would bump it up to 10 milligrams. Well, isn't it a coincidence that the NIH upper tolerable limit now is 10 milligrams of copper? So I'm not encouraging that people run out and get 10 milligrams, but I think we don't need to be doing baby steps with the RDA. I think the point that I make with Jason on his intake, what he's not testing, what he's not assessing is how much is he excreting in his urine and his feces. He doesn't know. And so he's there's a lot coming in, but he doesn't know how much is going out. I would argue that he's losing a lot and just is not aware of it. But people can regularly take 4 to 6 milligrams, and I think they will be pleasantly surprised by what they experience in that increased focus on copper intake.
Yeah. We've talked about the controversy, of course, taking too much zinc, wiping out copper stores, vitamin C also. In the reverse, how likely or viable is it that if people take 4 to 6 milligrams of copper, are they wiping out their zinc stores? Because my impression in reading the book is that it's much more of a one-sided, not totally, but a one-sided relationship, that zinc very easily helps to reduce copper very rapidly versus copper maybe not having as big an impact on zinc. Correct me if I'm wrong on that perspective.
Well, they do have a bimodal relationship.
Mm-hmm.
But I think the level of deficiency and depletion is multi-generational. And the bias toward zinc, I think, is, in my personal opinion, it's out of control. So I'm not advocating that people completely ignore zinc. I encourage people to have an ancestral diet, which routinely has good sources of zinc in it. Mm-hmm. I just don't encourage people to take a supplemental form of zinc because I think it really shuts down copper intake because the dosing is usually so high. I know people during the last couple of years who've taken as much as 75 milligrams of zinc a day.
Yeah,
which is,
yeah.
That's super physiological. It's just way too much.
Yeah, and you know, zinc in the absence of copper is out of control. It needs copper for the proper utilization in terms of even repair. We know zinc is important for repair. I look back at people with bone spurs, and I think zinc, too much zinc, not enough copper, and you know, it's like the carpenter shows up on the job site with no general contractor, doesn't know what to build, so just builds whatever he wants. And you're like, wait, no, you weren't supposed to do that. It's like bring the copper back in, and things come back to balance and real functionality.
That's exactly right. The thing is, there are many more options for getting zinc in the diet. There are virtually very few where you can find copper, any kind of meaningful level of copper. That's the difference.
Yeah, well said. Thank you for clearing that up, Morley. That's excellent. So what else have you uncovered recently on your copper trails? You know, not only from the book, but you continue to research. You don't tend to slow down. You're so engaged there, and maybe we haven't discussed a few things.
Well, I think we've talked in the past about the importance of iron recycling.
Yeah.
And every second of every day, we need to replace 2.5 million red blood cells every second. And it's 2 trillion red blood cells in 24 hours. Now, the fascinating part about that is you would think you'd need bucketfuls of iron to support that.
To keep up with that, yeah.
Yeah. It's only 25 milligrams of iron. That's a very, very small amount of iron. But the most important thing for people to realize is that 95%, 24 out of the 25 milligrams, comes from the recycling program that is run by copper. Copper's in charge of making sure that the iron gets out of the old dying red blood cell and gets back into the transferrin transport protein to go back to the nurse cells down in the bone marrow where they get turned into new red blood cells. Really, really important job. Well, there's a catch. If there isn't enough copper in the body, there's a peptide. It's considered the iron hormone, and it's called hepcidin, H-E-P-C-I-D-I-N. And hepcidin is a badass. His job is to make sure that the recycling system doesn't work, to keep iron where it is, whether it's in the macrophage or in the liver cells or in the digestive tract. And what's fascinating, and it's, you know, there's several authors that talk about it. The most notable was from the University of Utah, Drs. Welch and Ost, back in 2007, concluded that hepcidin only comes on the scene when there's a deficiency of copper. Well, that's a big deal, because hepcidin creates the illusion of anemia that we were talking about earlier, because the iron can't get back into the bloodstream. And that's the link that gets people back to how copper is so central to this iron metabolism. Mm. If you don't know there's a copper-hepcidin connection, well, then you don't really understand the full picture. And so missing information becomes missing truth.
Yeah.
And the hepcidin factor is huge, absolutely huge.
Morley, what do you think this hepcidin is designed to do in the absence of copper? Is it a protective adaptive mechanism, or would we say it's a dysregulation scenario that leads to more problems?
Well, that's a great question. The hepcidin is made by what's called the HAMP Gene, H-A-M-P, and that stands for hepatic antimicrobial peptide. It's there to protect us, that when the body perceives that there's a threat, it knows that the good bacteria are in the gut and the bad bacteria are in the blood. And so there's a conserved mechanism in our immune system to make sure that the iron gets sequestered, get it away from the bacteria so it can't replicate. And so the hepcidin hormone is playing a pivotal role in that whole process. And it really is, in its original design, very protective, but it can be influenced by our diet, can be influenced by our emotions, and it's just important, like, to be in a state of fear is going to affect the production of hepcidin to the point where it's going to cause a sequestering of the iron and create the illusion of low
of
iron
anemia.
In the blood.
All right, stand by. We got to wrap this thing up with Morley Robbins Hour, one of the Robert Scott Bell Show. RobertScottBell.com will tell you how you can learn more, how you can find more, and how you can get Morley's book.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Let me tell you a story about Bill. Bill was a normal guy in his 50s. He had back surgery about 2 years ago. Bill was in a lot of pain. He dealt with his pain by taking the Percocets his doctor prescribed for him. Bill took more and more and more of them to help with the pain, until one day the prescriptions weren't enough to get rid of Bill's pain. Then one day Bill found someone to help him get rid of the pain with illegal drugs he didn't need a prescription for. Fast forward to today. Bill lost his job and his family. The only thing he does have is his drug dealer. If you know Bill's story and you don't want to end up like Bill, call the Detox and Treatment Helpline right now to get away and get treatment. 800-296-1327. 800-296-1327. 800-296-1327. Call right now. Help is standing by. 800-296-1327.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Everyone around me seems to get sick but me. My brother got the flu twice. My mother was down with some sort of fever. People at work were taking sick days off, and others were just plain tired and run down. And me? Well, I just keep feeling great all the time with Extendivite. My grandfather used to talk about the power of garlic and other herbs he took that kept him healthy. I'm lucky. Extendivite was just what I needed to keep me healthy. And Extendivite is all natural. Extendivite was designed for the heart but does so much more by keeping me healthy all the time. I'll take Extendivite forever. Get your 2-month supply for only $69.95 plus shipping and handling. My name is Rick, and you can be like me just by calling 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A 1-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. shopsupertea.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
It's obvious the unthinkable is happening. With all the recent media distractions, most folks never saw it coming. But a few did. Their guts told them something very wrong was going on. And now the headlines are proving them right. The people in charge keep telling you that everything's fine and to stop noticing. But you know better. Folks are investing in emergency food storage. And you should, too. My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, are the ones you can trust. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure their best-selling three-month emergency food kits. Each contains tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one for each family member. My Patriot Supply also sells biomass stoves, off-grid room heaters for when the power goes out, gravity-powered water filters, heirloom seeds, and survival gear that may come in handy soon. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today. It's time to prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Robert Scott Belcher. Special shout out and thanks to our friends at Trinity School of Natural Health and the Trinity Health Freedom Expo. We're going to be there. I hope you will be too. Morley will be there with us. And if you haven't already picked up his book, Cure Your Fatigue, about copper and so much more, get it and bring it. Or you can get it when he's there, perhaps. But I'll have him sign it as well. He signed a copy for me last year, and I appreciate that very much. We also have thanks to give to our friends at Nutritional Frontiers. They're very good on education as well, and they have they're participating also at the event at the Health Freedom Expo. And also Orange Guard, orangeguard.com. That's a dilimin-based pesticide. Won't kill your kids or your pets, and it's only listed for organic agriculture. So if you spray it around your organic gardens, it's not going to ruin it for you. And you can get that at your local Ace Hardware or go to orangeguard.com. Or if you do shop at Whole Foods, let them know you want some Orange Guard as well. And with that, Morley, wrapping it up here a little bit more. Tell everybody where they can find you and where they can get the book if they don't want to go to Amazon.
Well, I'm on 95 right now. No. great place is rcp123.org. That's the main website. We've got social media, Instagram, two Facebook groups, the Magnesium Advocacy Group and the RCP group itself, or the RCP page, excuse me. Mm-hmm. And then we've got the RCP community, and then folks are also very interested in doing the training, and that's the RCP Institute, where we have two intakes at the beginning of the year and in July. So we're just about halfway through the class 16. It's got 220 people in it, and it's a blockbuster group of very talented people. Very exciting discussion taking place at the RCP.
Excellent. And of course, the book is available directly at that website as well?
At the website and any online book
retailer.
And it's okay. In print, ebook, and audio for those who prefer the different options.
And will you be speaking at any events prior to the Health Freedom Expo?
No, but I will be quite actively lobbying. Let's put it that way.
Yes, of course, of course. So the book, of course, Cure Your Fatigue, pick it up and bring it to the Health Freedom Expo and have them sign it. Or if you've got copies that you're driving up there, whatever, with, buy it there and support Morley's great work and his RCP123.org site. And you mentioned a new product, a copper supplement, Recuperate. I love the way you're really creative with the names that you come up with. And Recuperate with CU right at the middle of that. That's brilliant. and all the other things we talk about. So in the last couple of minutes we have, anything else that we didn't cover that you feel today we must before we let you go?
You know, I'm just thrilled with the chance to have this kind of dialogue. What I would encourage people to do is ask better questions and demand better answers from their practitioners. The people that we're relying on for these health decisions did not get formal training in minerals. They didn't get formal training in oxygen metabolism or energy metabolism. And that's not a criticism. That's just a statement of fact of their training. So we need to be really understanding, but we also need to be more assertive about getting to the real nitty-gritty about what these minerals do, what selenium is doing, magnesium, what copper is doing, chromium. We need to have a better working understanding. And in some situations, we might be educating the practitioner, but we really need to make sure that we are more insistent on understanding the second and third order implications of deficiencies in these key minerals.
Yeah, and we talk about asking better questions and demanding better answers. How about even acquiring the answers themselves? A lot of these practitioners need brain help themselves, and they might overlook copper as it benefits as well the brain and neurological functions.
Absolutely. They do it all the time. I mean, I talk to clients four or five times a week, and the lack of awareness about true bioavailable copper is at a fever pitch, as you well know.
Dude, well, you rock it every time we're together, Morley. I appreciate you so much. Safe journeys along the way to the Health Freedom Expo when we're reunioned again, middle of October, Tinley Park Convention Center just outside of Chicago. That's at TrinityHealthFreedomExpo.com. Links are up to Morley and more at RobertScottBell.com, where I remind you that the power to heal is yours.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Robert Scott Bell Show.
Advertising is simple. It starts with someone who has a need.
Mom!
And then gets more specific.
Mom, I want pizza.
Then we add urgency.
I want pizza tonight.
Before you know it, your GCN advertising message is reaching millions of listeners. Listeners who are definitely in need.
We want pizza!
You see, advertising on GCN is simple. Your message meets their need, and the result means new business for you. Tell us about your business, then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message to feed those who have an urgent need.
We want pizza tonight!
GCN has the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 1,000 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@GCNlive.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.